Happy hour time here on Gwen and Chris. Final segment or two of our Tuesday get-together ahead of Sam Levitt's Padres pregame show. Then at 5:30 today, Jesse Agler will call the game. Tony Gwynn Jr. will have the color commentary right here on 97.3 The Fan. Although you never know. Maybe we'll get a little more Tony Gwynn play-by-play. As we did for the first time yesterday.
Oh, I've listened to it. It's fantastic.
We are going to play some of that for you here in just a little bit. If you happen to miss any of Tony's play-by-play debut, he was forced into action yesterday as Jesse ended up getting back to the booth a little late.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Tony had to fill in, and we'll play, like I said, we'll play a little of that for you. Coming up shortly, but right now we've got a game of Chris versus the fans to get to. Chance for you to qualify for that grand prize. Two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Plus two tickets to see soon-to-be Hall of Famers Kool and the Gang. Did you know, Scraby, Kool and the Gang will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year?
Wow, I did not know that.
2024 inductee.
Wow.
Kool and the Gang. They're back by popular demand after multiple sold-out shows. The legendary funk group will return to the stage at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino with their residency through 2024. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or win a pair in our lucky drawing that includes a trip to the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, which features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations. It's all home of legendary Vegas fun.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
Scraby, can you answer me again?
What?
Who is the voice behind this guy? He's dangerous.
It's not Christopher Walken.
It is, too.
It's Sly Stallone.
There is no way that's Sylvester Stallone. I listened carefully in my earbuds that time.
We've done this 1,000 times.
Yes, we have, and I'm going to stick with it.
It's not Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken has a distinctive voice, which they made fun of during the Super Bowl this year, in those Super Bowl ads.
I didn't watch any ads.
You didn't see those ads?
No.
Where everybody was trying to do their best Christopher Walken imitation in front of Christopher Walken.
I don't remember.
And he was
that
like,
one.
You know, there's only one Christopher Walken and there's only one Buick or whatever he was selling.
All I can remember is in that movie, Catch Me If You Can, when he's like, he's talking about the little mouse that churned the cream.
And then he went on to say, this guy, he's dangerous.
No, he did not. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before the first question and you will get that for free today. All right.
We had a good round yesterday.
We did.
And then a nice winning performance was turned in at the end of the round. I don't remember who it was, but I'm sure they do.
What?
I said I don't remember the name of the winner yesterday, but I said I'm sure
remember. Sorry, yes. I blanked for a second. I just completely left my body for about 3 seconds, Chris.
You had an outer body experience?
I have no idea where my brain went. We are live on the radio. All right, let's get to Brendan right now. Hello, Brendan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Brendan.
Pretty good.
Lead us off today.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I got a quick question.
What's that?
Should I start Michael King tonight at Coors?
Who's your options?
I wouldn't even care about his options.
I've got multiple pitchers, but I'm so torn to sit him just because of Dylan Cease last night. I just don't see it happening again.
I say start Michael King and have something to cheer for.
Yeah, well, I like to start people for those reasons, but I do like to start them in a place where the Rockies have scored 5 runs in their last 4 games.
That's true.
Yeah,
I think you're pretty safe.
Go Pod.
All right, thanks.
I like that fancy advice with Scraby
and
Chris.
I love Scraby giving the advice like he knows what he's talking about.
I do. I'm the champ. Remember, champ is here, bro.
16 minutes of suck. Your new name.
My team's really bad this year. Anyway, all right, here we go, Brendan. Question number one. Hopefully you're just listening to us, but we talked about it. Forrest from Darren Waller.
Would that be the Giants?
Oh, he's saying a team.
No.
What person?
What person?
Do you know what
just
person
announced their
announced
divorce,
their divorce
from Darren
Waller?
Darren Waller?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I'm out. I'm out, guys.
I wasn't listening. I wasn't listening. Kelsey Plum.
Yes, you
he
are
asked
correct.
The San Diego area WNBA star. She and Darren Waller getting divorced. Good luck to you in your fantasy tonight, there.
Yes,
though,
I will be
Brendan.
Thinking about you during a Michael King start tonight.
Yeah.
All right, here we go to our next contestant, Dan in Encinitas. What's up, Dan? All right.
First rule, turn down your radio. While he turns down his radio, let's get to somebody else who has turned their radio down.
To Alec in Poway. Alec. Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Second rule, make sure you are paying attention when your name is called.
Let's go to our
next
contestant.
Learning a lot of the rules today.
So let's go to Joseph. Joseph, are you there?
Joseph.
I am here.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Are you ready to play?
Roll.
Yeah, let's
ready.
Get it going.
All right, here we go. Let's see here. Caitlin Clark was drafted by what WNBA team?
Oh, sweet.
This is national news.
I know it was. I don't know the team. Is it it's Indiana, I feel like. But
I'll give you Indiana.
Yeah, good enough.
I'll give
good
you
enough.
Indiana.
Indiana Fever.
Yes. And for all you chatters out there, guarantee you, Joseph is not cheating, okay? Just making sure everybody knows.
Don't bring it up if it's not even a remote chance
to
happen.
No, I see the chat go off, and I'm like, ah!
Stop looking at the chat. Do your show.
And I'm part of the chat.
He is part of the chat.
There you go.
All right. Let's do this. Joe DiMaggio holds the record for consecutive games with a hit. Who is second on that list with 44 games?
I have no idea. I'll go with our good old Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn. Sorry, Joseph.
I was alive when this streak was happening.
Oh, wow.
And it was a big deal.
Was it?
Oh, yes. Every single... I don't know if it would be as big a deal nowadays, but Pete Rose is the answer. And he got up to 44, and I mean, every day, every at-bat, it was all about Pete Rose and whether or not he'd keep his streak going.
Makes sense.
And he eventually... he's such a competitor. He was mad at the Atlanta Braves closer, whose name was Gene Garber, a right-hander, who came in the ninth inning for Pete's final at-bat in the 45th game. And he got Pete to line out to left field, I think it was, and Pete Rose was just livid, saying, he was pitching me like it was the World Series! Like, Pete was like, he should have just laid one in there so I could get a hit. But Pete probably had a bet on it.
Ah, there it is.
Anyway, 44 in a row, Pete Rose was the guy.
All right.
It was extraordinary at that time. 1978, I believe.
I can't remember what who the last player with a long streak was.
Yeah, Paul Molitor got in the high 30s.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I'd have to look.
Don't worry about it.
It's crazy how hard it is to get a big hitting. Jimmy Rollins, I think, had a 38.
Oh, that's pretty. Yeah, I do remember something
times.
About that. Anyway, yeah. All right, let's get to our next contestant. We're going to go to Bill in San Diego. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, let's get playing. Here's question number one. We've talked about her, but Kelsey Plum plays for what WNBA team?
Is it Las Vegas?
Very good. Correct. Very good. Nice you know job. More about the WNBA than you thought.
Yes. All right. Here we go. Question number two. Who holds the record for most home runs as a rookie?
I'll say, I knew Mark McGwire held it. So I'll say Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire.
I'm going to stay with Mark McGwire. holds your record.
Stay there, Bill.
That's because the guy's name is Pete Alonso, I believe, who holds it now. Sorry. Very close, Bill.
Dang it.
I was trying to think of the player's name, and I can't, who had the record before McGuire. It used to be 38, and then McGuire just obliterated it with his 50-something.
People are going to hate me for saying this, but Juan Soto just made a terrible defensive play in the outfield for the
Yankees.
They're
going to hate you saying that?
Because they're tired of me complaining, which I understand. I do understand. I'm going to chill back on that, but on TV, they've showed Juan Soto diving at this ball about 150 times.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. Sorry about that, Bill. Let's go one more and then a tiebreaker. Let's go to Luis and Lemon Grove. Luis, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Luis. Right.
Are you ready to play?
Good luck.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right, he's ready.
Which is the only MLB division to have... Okay, coming into today, which is the only MLB division to have all teams at 500 or better?
Let's go AL East.
AL East is a good guess. That is correct.
They're all 500 or better there, huh?
The Rays are 12-12.
And they're in the cellar.
They're in the cellar.
Where I picked them this year.
You picked them, yes.
Yeah,
you did.
We'll see if they stay there, though.
All right, Luis, here we go. Question number two. Who holds the record for career home runs as a San Francisco Giant?
It's a San Francisco Giant.
San Francisco Giant.
Or is it the Giants' Giants?
San Francisco Giants.
Sure. I'm just asking because you know you.
Barry Bonds?
That would be a great guess. That's incorrect.
It's not really much of a guess when it's wrong.
I know.
Chris.
I'm going to say San Francisco Giants.
Yes.
So, God, Willie Mays had a lot. So did Willie McCovey. I'll go with Willie. They're both Willie.
I know. Waiting.
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays is correct.
God, I got lucky.
All right, Luis.
That was harder.
You know what? There's no winner today.
Wow.
I mean, we're up against it, Chris.
Okay. No
or
winner
do you
today.
Want it?
You just called it. You're the producer of the show.
No, all right. We're going to do Willie Mays stats for the tiebreaker.
Just do a quick tiebreaker. Somebody will win.
We will, because I need to make sure someone qualifies. So
we still got plenty of show left on the other side.
Do we?
Yeah.
Why can't I find Willie Mays's, like...
Well, you gotta go to Baseball Reference and type in Willie Mays.
No, I know that, Chris. I know that. All right, let's go to Mark in Bay Park. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are
Mark
you guys?
Mark in Bay Park.
Mark in Bay Park. All right, here
We've
we go.
He's probably never been to Boston in his whole life.
Have you been to Boston,
Have you ever
Mark?
Been to Boston, Mark in Bay Park?
Not yet. I want to go.
All right, good. Well, you'll enjoy
you
it.
You got to tell people you're Mark from Bay Park.
Yes, when you walk around, say, hi, I'm Mark from Bay Park.
And then they punch you.
Yeah, they'll probably get out of here.
All right, tiebreaker. I'm gonna ask Chris for a number, and he's going to give me an answer. You're going to guess whether or not the actual number is higher or lower. Willie Mays, how many in his career, how many hits did he have, Chris?
Well, I actually know that.
Okay, let's go to a different one.
You know, I mean, everybody knows. No, I don't know exactly how many.
How many?
That's a number that a lot
of people. How many triples did he have?
That's a good question.
All right.
You know, Willie was faster than, you know what? Faster than fast. I bet he had 125 triples.
125
at least,
triples.
Maybe more.
Mark in Bay Park. Is it more or less?
Man, Willie, he was a legend. I'll go with higher than that.
All right. Good call.
Yeah, hey, way to go,
He's
Mark.
Yeah.
He was a legend.
Stay there, Mark.
There were many more triples back in the day when Willie played, too.
He had 141, so you were close.
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah,
I honestly thought he'd have like 200 or so. Interesting. Very good, Mark in Bay Park. Sit tight. And you may not ever go to Boston, but you could be winning a trip to Las Vegas. So that's a good start. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Tony Gwynn Jr. pressed into duty as the play-by-play voice of Padre baseball. How did it sound? I can't wait to find out. What a day. Good couple of hours inside Gwynn and Chris today. Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end. Sam Levitt sits so patiently outside. Have you ever seen the man work, Scraby, from just outside of our Odyssey Palace studio
look
window
at him. He's
here?
He's got two computers.
All right. I mean, it's unbelievable how hard at work he is digging up factoids.
He is.
For your knowledge.
I don't know if they can hear us out there, but enjoyment. He's not looking at us. So.
Well, nothing can disturb a man when he's working. You know, when an artist is, you know, at work there,
point.
I mean,
great
it's,
point.
You know, it's like a, it's like Van Gogh over here with both ears. Sammy Levitt.
He does indeed have both ears.
He does have both ears, unlike Van Gogh. Anyway, Padre pregame show is coming up in about 10 minutes. Ryan Feltner. That's not a name we're too familiar with. Starting for the Rockies tonight. A young right-hander. Has some pretty good stuff. In fact, I saw one of those really weird statistics, not BAPIP, but
okay.
It was percentage of swing and miss rate on balls in the strike zone.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, are there people that really care about this?
I mean, I guess that's an okay stat, but it's a lot.
It shows that you can throw strikes and people won't always hit them.
Yes.
Anyway, he was fourth in the majors in that category so far.
That's
so
not
Feltner,
good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's going to be a gimme tonight. But the good news is the Rockies just cannot hit, and Michael King's been pitching lights out. He'll be on the mound for the Friars this evening as they go to go for the first two of that series. All right, last night, Tony Gwynn Jr. Look, you guys got to – Tony, this is his sixth year on this show, and maybe his fourth year – in the booth every day with Jesse, and
yeah.
You did a couple of years.
Well,
you know,
I mean, we're
in
2024, and he was definitely an everyday guy in 2020. So, yeah, about,
but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
four or five years. Even with that said, Tony Gwynn, like he's a natural athlete. I'm not speaking out of turn here. He's a natural athlete. Like I'm a broadcaster by trade. Tony is still being. He's still learning the broadcasting trade all the time. He's always picking up nuances. We can tell you, well, we don't have to tell you
because
you hear
know.
The show.
Yes.
He's gotten so much, you know, just so much better, so much more confident. He's always fun and entertaining.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the reasons, you know, one of the main reasons why our show's been so lucky to have a really fun run here for the last 5 or 6 years is Tony. But when it comes to being stuck in the booth and all of a sudden the light goes on and you have to do play-by-play and you've never done it before.
I can feel the panic right now.
Right. You've never done it before and you don't have any preparation. It's not like somebody says, hey, Tony, bottom of the sixth inning today. I'm going to need you to do play-by-play.
Yeah.
He just had to do this because Jesse couldn't get back to the booth and... Here's how Tony sounded last night. We talked to him about it, you know, earlier, but here's how it actually went.
1-1 ball game as we enter the bottom half of the sixth. Padres baseball brought to you by Symbiotica, the official wellness partner.
Smart.
Of the San Diego Padres.
Nice job.
Here, pause that. You know why he's smart? Because he went to something he knows.
Oh yeah,
he read a promo.
Yes.
Read a promo, which is something you've already normally do. Make it seem as normal as possible. Okay, very good start for Tony there.
Rodgers leading off the inning. Hard shot to Eggy Rosario. Fields it cleanly over to first for out number one here in the sixth.
All right, he recovered.
All right, he recovered okay, but you know, I love him. You know I love him dearly, so that's why I can poke fun at him a little.
0 for 1 on the night.
But let's go back to the ground. Can we go back to the ground ball?
Okay.
Because unfortunately, the ball got hit about 30 seconds before he realized he had to tell us what was going on.
Here we go.
Brendan Rodgers leading off the inning.
There you go.
Hard shot to Eggy Rosario.
And we know Tony well enough. I'm not going to say he was panicked, but you could hear it in his voice.
Yes,
he's like,
he was trying to think of what to say. But again, he had no prep time, right? He was just thrust into this.
No prep time.
And when he sees a ball hit, what's the first thing he's taught to do? Shut up.
Yeah,
he's
analyze.
A color guy. He doesn't talk during the play.
Yeah, yeah.
But so when the ball was hit there, completely foreign for him. It took him a minute. Okay, so then he carries on. He got one more at bat here.
First pitch to Bouchard. catches the outside corner for strike one.
Very now good. He's a natural.
Now he's getting it.
He did tell us he needed to film a little bit more.
Right. He was searching.
One.
Oh, there we go.
Outside to Bouchard. Bouchard, a San Diego native.
Oh, here we go.
Had a little background.
Up for the injured Chris Bryant.
Very good.
Here's the 1-1.
Nice info.
In the dirt. Ball two. Dylan Cease has been absolutely nasty.
At this point, he's got it.
Five and a third.
Starting to get it.
One hit.
Starting to get
one run.
Starting to get
no
good
walks,
to him now.
Yeah.
Five punchies.
I mean, yeah, he's feeling good.
So far. The 2-1 to Bouchard. Catches the outside corner at 97.
Now he's starting to look over his shoulder like, where is Jesse?
He is. He's like, is Jesse ever going to come back?
On both sides offensively.
Is he okay?
No kidding. You didn't know how long he's going to have to do this.
No. No, and Dave's probably like freaking out.
Oh, look. Sounded as though home plate umpire Doug Eddings called strike three. Camposano threw it down to first base only to find out that it was actually ruled a ball.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that would have been confusing for sure.
Yeah, that's good stuff, though, actually.
All right, Tony. Great job.
Nice
he
job.
Was filling in for two batters yesterday, and Jesse got back in time before Tony. Tony did a hell of a job.
That's
so tough to do. I can tell you.
Yes, I've called a little bit of play-by-play, and it's not easy.
Right.
Earlier in the game, when I was driving home, I was listening, and I guess his cue cards that he has to read flew out the window of the broadcast booth.
Oh, boy.
And some fan had to go get them, or did get them, gave them to an usher, and the usher brought them up for Tony. So that's pretty nice with them.
You call them Butterfingers.
Oh, Butterfingers.
No slip
I think
out
it was
the window.
I think it was a gust of wind, they say.
Oh,
they
see.
Say.
That's what they're saying.
Yes, they say.
We'll have to double check on that.
I agree.
All right, another big evening of sports gets underway. NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup, Padres, Rockies. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock to wrap it all up for you. Don't forget the NFL Draft Show Thursday night at 5. But for now, it's Sam Levitt and the Padre pregame show. For Tony and Scraby, it's Chris. Enjoy.